This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott and I'm here with Matteo Luinelli from Ferrari Winery in, well, Trentino, really, isn't it?
Trentino. We are in the northeast of Italy.
Do you say Trentino? I always say Trentino.
We say Trentino.
Trentino. Trentino. And that's, yeah, you say north and you've got Alto Adige up there as well.
Yeah, actually in Italy we have, we are a single region, Trentino Alto Adige together,
yep.
Which is then divided in two provinces. Alto Adige, Südtirol, and then Trentino, which is Alto Adige is the province in the northern part, and Trentino is a little bit south. And Trentino, we are all surrounded by mountains. We are in the middle of the Alps. It's a beautiful territory full of fantastic valleys. Mm-hmm. There is the main valley in Trentino is where the Adige River runs, yeah. And it's a valley that goes to the Brenner Pass towards Austria. And then Trentino is famous for mountains, but also for lakes. So we have beautiful lakes like the Garda Lake, which is the biggest lake in Italy, and many other small mountain lakes.
So tell me, we're in Verona at Wine to Wine at the moment, but in Verona there's a river called Adige?
Yeah, that's the one is coming from Trentino.
Okay, so it is coming. So the river comes from the mountains down into Lake Garda through...
Yeah, actually it doesn't go into the Lake Garda.
Oh, doesn't it?
No. There is a tunnel, a special tunnel when the Adige River is too high because it brings it's a safety tunnel that brings water to the Garda Lake when it's when there is you know the risk of a flood.
Yeah, yeah.
But actually, the Adige River just goes towards the sea and from the mountains, and that's the main river. So the river you see here in Verona, the water is coming from Trentino and it passes close to our winery.
Oh, lovely!
And it's a place which is characterized by mountains. Somebody probably very famous are the Dolomites.
Yep.
In Trentino Alto Adige, in our region, we have the beautiful Dolomites.
What are the Dolomites? People talk about them, but I don't actually know what they are.
Dolomites are, it's a UNESCO heritage and it's a site, and it's these are beautiful mountains characterized by a very unique stone that creates this beautiful color. You know, which at sunset and at sunrise, it becomes almost pink. So that's the rock is called Dolomia in Italian. So these are calcareous mountains and beautiful, unique mountains with this that create marvelous shapes. And, you know, and that's very famous. We are very well known for beautiful ski resorts. But, you know, it's a region with a lot of tradition. Mm-hmm. And you should come. You know, it's beautiful for skiing in the wintertime. I'm a big fan for skiing. It's a beautiful place for hiking in the summertime. And as I said, we have lakes. We have a great tradition for wines, which is what I'm all about.
Just a little bit on the history or geological history. I think of Italy and as a volcanic country, so that at some point tectonic plates moved over a hot spot and lots of volcanoes came, and that's where you get sort of the backbone of the Italian mountain ranges and all this sort of stuff. And then at some point all those volcanoes that formed Italy slammed into the side of Europe and pushed up to create the mountains that are the Alps. Is that your understanding?
Okay, that is quite the story. On in terms of the Dolomites and the mountains in Trentino, these are calcareous rock, and they come from sedimentary rock. So that probably, you know, once upon the time, it was in the middle of the sea. And so these were created by, you know,
limestone creatures.
Exactly, deposited this limestone. And that's actually something that we still have in the terroir. Our vineyards are made of limestone gravel, and this is one of the characteristics of the Trentino area. Even if, you know, it's a very diversified territory, there are some areas which are more volcanic, porphyric rock, because being in the middle of the mountains, it's not like a flat land where everything is homogeneous. You have different valleys.
Yeah.
We spoke about the Adige River, which runs in the Valle dell'Adige, but we have many other valleys. And this is quite, you know, very important also in terms of winemaking, because, for example, for our wine, Ferrari Trento DOC, we get grapes not only from the Adige Valley, Valle dell'Adige, but we get grapes also from other valleys. One very important, for example, is Valle dei Laghi, which means the Valley of the Lakes, which is a nice valley that runs from the city of Trento to the Garda Lake. And it's a valley that gets the influence on the north from the mountains, so cold air coming down from the mountains. On the other side, the influence of the Garda Lake that brings a hot, you know, more hot currents. So it's the whole territory of Trentino is quite diversified.
Yeah.
In addition, we have different altitudes.
Yeah.
Cultivating at different altitudes, you obviously get different results for our grapes.
I'm not an expert in Trentino, but my impression of it is that it's a lot cooler than a lot of Italy.
It's colder. It's a little bit colder, probably, being in the middle of the Alps. On the other side, what the characteristic we have in the summertime, on the slope of the mountains, where the Ferrari vineyards are located, for example, is the fact that we have a strong diurnal shift in temperature between day and night.
Yeah.
So during the day, our vineyards are kissed by the sun, so they are warm, and this helps the aromatic maturation of the grapes. On the other side, but then during the night, from the top of the mountain, the cold air comes down.
Yeah.
And this creates, as I said, a strong diurnal shift in temperature. This is a key because it allows our grapes to maintain acidity and developing at the same time aromatic maturation. I like to say that in our grapes for Trento DOC, we have the sun of Italy, but also a touch of snow.
Yep.
The freshness and the acidity that gives, you know, the acidity, which is very important for a sparkling wine because it delivers freshness, elegance, and finesse. And on the other side, the warm climate of Italy that delivers, you know, this nice aromatic maturation. If you compare, you know, Ferrari and the Trento DOC is a sparkling wine bottle fermented like champagne, so the same method of champagne. If you compare Trentino to the region of Champagne, we have, we are much south. So they have higher latitude.
Yep.
We tend to cultivate at higher altitude.
Yep.
So, for example, if you go at 400 meters, 400-500 meters above the sea level on the slope of the mountains, you end up having average temperature, which is not far away from the one of Champagne. On the other side, you know, obviously the terroir is different, and what I described before is also unique of Trentino, which is this shift in temperature, and this creates the uniqueness of our Trento DOC sparkling wine, which we like to say it's a mountain sparkling wine.
Okay, no, that's cool. We'll get onto that in a second. We're going to talk a wee bit about the sparkling wines. But you're in mountains,
yeah.
Which means in valleys, so you're surrounded by mountains. Do you find you don't get much cloud cover? Is it? Yeah, because thinking about the geography of it, I would have thought you're pretty, pretty cloudless most of the time. But like Alsace has the Vosges Mountains that protect it from the bad weather. Do you guys get a lot of cloud cover, or is it not like that?
Actually, many times if you leave Milan during the winter, and you get to the Trentino, usually the sky is opened up because in the flatland of Pianura Padana in Italy, sometimes you even have the fog, which never enters into our valleys.
Yeah.
So that creates a lot of light in the mountain region of Trentino. There are sometimes clouds, but in general, we have a very nice sunny weather during the summertime, and that's again, you know, one very positive characteristic.
Do you find with the cool night air, do you find frost as a risk for you guys?
Not too much. We have less risk of frost than some northern region in France. We tend to have usually it's a very rare to have a spring frost even at high altitude.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's and historically, you know, there is another element that we need to underline: the fact that in general, in the last 100 years, the weather has been, you know, there has been a global warming, so the average temperature has increased. And that's also the reason why we cultivate more and more at higher altitude. You know, our winery was founded in 1902, over 100 years ago, by Giulio Ferrari. And at that time, probably, it was not possible to cultivate vines at the same altitude that we cultivate today.
Mm.
Now we can cultivate the grapes in Trentino, close to 700 meters above the sea level, and even a little bit higher, closer to the Garda Lake. Although, probably 100 years ago, that was not the case.
Although people often attribute it to global warming, and there's definitely an influence on global warming. However, quite often people forget to say, well, the quality of the vineyard material is cleaner, the vine's disease resistant, so they can handle the temperature, and they can get to higher levels of ripeness. Whereas before, if you've got a highly diseased vine, you're going to have problems getting ripeness in there. So definitely that, but also better quality vineyard management, better viticultural practices.
I agree. That's also the case. That's one positive element. And we also made in Trentino a lot of research on mountain viticulture. We have a very important school of enology called San Michele all'Adige, which is actually the school where most of our enologues studied at Ferrari. And even Giulio Ferrari, our founder, studied in San Michele at the beginning. And with San Michele all'Adige and the research institute of San Michele all'Adige called Fondazione MAC, we made a lot of studies on clones that were particularly suited for mountain viticulture, on generally, all techniques that are, suited for mountain viticulture. So that's an element. But in general, the temperature, the data are quite clear in indicating that, that the average temperature has increased. At the same altitude in Trentino, many years ago, the harvest time was later. That's the reason why we tend to go higher and higher. All the new vineyards that we are planting, we tend to go higher in altitude. If you go 100 meters higher in altitude in Trentino, you have around 1 degree less in average temperature all throughout the year. So it's a process where I think we are lucky, because with the mountain, we can compensate a little bit this effect of increasing temperatures.
I think that's one of the things a lot of people get a bit uptight about is, global warming, our vineyards are going to be a problem. But there's lots of ways to deal with it. Altitude, if you've got that option, is definitely one of them. I went to a conference on global warming probably 12 years ago, and one of the ways was just to change the angle of your vineyard,
That's a good point.
Yeah, and there's lots of little things people can do, when the rows of the vineyard, you just change the angle of the rows of the vineyard. But so there are things.
If in the mountains, for example, the angle of the vineyard is not easy to manage because, another element that you need to take in consideration is that cultivating the mountains, for us, is magic because, mountains is the key for our wines. But cultivating the mountains require a lot of effort. You normally have lower yield. You need to work a lot. You need to handpick all the grapes. So mountain viticulture is amazing for us, but it also requires a lot of work, and it tends to be pretty expensive.
Okay, just I know Alto Adige isn't your region.
Yeah, but we are a few kilometers away.
It's a similar context. Just to confirm, Alto means high. Yeah. So High Adige just means that the river is starting up in the hills. That's the only way I can remember it, to be honest. The history of Alto Adige and Trentino is different to the rest of Italy. Well, Italy's a bit of a bitter country from everywhere, but in particular, Alto Adige and Trentino, their history is quite different because they weren't really part of Italy until quite recently.
Yeah, it's an interesting story. You mentioned that, and just to give you an example, when Ferrari Winery was founded in 1902, Trento was part of the Austria-Hungarian Empire, so it was not an Italian city. And it became Italian after the First World War. So it's absolutely... Trentino Alto Adige has always been a border region. And Trento tends to be, if you go to Trento, everybody speaks Italian and all the signs are in Italian. But if you go just a few kilometers north and before Bolzano, you start to see that the sign on the street are in two languages. People have their documents in both languages. And so there is, both German and Italian speaking people. So it's an area which has always been on the border. Trento as a city historically has been always very, very strongly linked to the Catholic Church.
Oh, yeah.
Historically, we have a beautiful villa from the 16th century, and at that time, in the 16th century, there was the bishop of the city was also the prince. So the prince bishop of Trento, called Madruzzo, he was basically in power of all the region. So there is a strong Catholic culture historically, because in the past, let's say that the Republic of Venice had the power over the territories up to Rovereto, which is a city south of Trento. Then the Trento tended, historically was under the domination of the Roman Catholic Church, and then there, you know, and then slowly became part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. And then we became, you know, we went back to Italy after the First World War.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting because the first, at the beginning, Ferrari was an Austrian company at the end. Even if, you know, Giulio Ferrari was Italian-speaking and Italian origin and everything. But it is a region that had a very unique history.
That culture of being slightly more Germanic, the grape varieties you grow up there, some of them can be quite Germanic. What sort of varieties do you have?
I mean, there are some local grape variety that, you know, for example, you know, the Gewürztraminer is from Tramin, which is a few kilometers north.
Oh, so Gewürztraminer is the home.
It's from Tramin, yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, we have, you know, what concerning Trento DOC, what is, we have a history linked to Chardonnay, which is obviously was brought by from France. And it's, I want to underline that actually was Giulio Ferrari, our founder, who was the first one to bring Chardonnay into Italy. So Trento DOC, the history of Trento DOC is linked to the history of Chardonnay that was brought to it into Italy by Giulio Ferrari, and he understood that planting Chardonnay on the slope of the Trentino Mountains, you could create a high-end sparkling bottle fermented sparkling wine and a fantastic sparkling wine.
We'll talk about the sparkling wines next
week. But, you know, the other great variety, for example, you have Terroir de Gault, which is Terroir de Gault is a red wine. We don't produce it, but it's a red wine.
I call it Trollinger.
Yeah.
I butchered that, but I know the one.
So Terroir de Gault is a red wine, and it's a red wine autochthon from and very typical from Trentino. You have Marzemino again in red. We also do some and then we have some white wine like Nosiola. We have Müller-Thurgau in Trentino.
Müller-Thurgau, yeah.
This is historically very popular in our region. But then I think there is now a very strong tradition from Chardonnay that was brought by Giulio Ferrari at the beginning. But nowadays is a great variety that really got a unique, you know, a very strong development in the region because we cultivate a mountain Chardonnay and we selected in San Michele Ladige, we developed clones of Chardonnay, which are particularly suited for mountain viticulture. And this is what this is the heart of Trento DOC and as well as some still wine Chardonnay, which we also produce with the Tenute Lunelli brand.
Okay, let's just talk a little bit about just touching on Alto Adige's grapes. Are they different or are they the same?
Well, Alto Adige is again it's similar. You know, in Alto Adige, Pinot Noir and Chardonnay are as well quite popular, like in Trentino. You have, as I mentioned before, Gewürztraminer, which is certainly historically very important from Tramin, Termeno, and as well, you know, there is Sauvignon, there is Pinot Grigio. We have many great varieties. I think what the common denominator of Trentino and Alto Adige are in the mountains.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
When you plant all these grapes are mountain wines, mountain grapes.
Although, and you'll correct me here almost certainly, but for some reason I think that one of those two regions, Alto Adige or Trentino, is more planted on the valleys and one's more planted on the hills. Is that right?
Not really.
No,
I think
okay.
It's similar.
Okay.
You have, for example, for still wines, in the valley you have very good results. When you go for sparkling, where you need higher acidity, you need to have sharpness, finesse. Then higher altitude vineyards are better. So it really depends what you want to achieve and the style of the wine you want to get.
Okay.
And then, you know, independently from the altitude, you get you can get different results.
Okay, then. I think we're going to wrap it up there, Maritio. So we'll talk about the sparkling wines in a bit more detail next
Absolutely.
Week.